every purpose under the heaven. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which was planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. Pick you out one of these times. Amen. The one you like. But I warn you, it won't last forever unbroken. Amen. Time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time of war, and a time of peace. Amen. I like to talk about the fields have turned brown. I drove back across those same rice paddies and cotton fields that I drove past a few weeks ago. It was full blast harvest time. As I looked to the right and left, as it broke day. Amen. This time of year, break of day is when it gets light enough to shoot. It gets light enough to line up your sights and be able to see what you're shooting at and line up your sights. We got light enough. I was driving through those same rice paddies and cotton fields and milo fields and soybean fields I drove through a while back. There's just one difference. The fields had turned brown. Amen. And I thought of all the times in my life that the fields have turned brown. But thank God, the season changed after a while. There's four seasons in the year. Spring. I like that one, don't you? Spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Amen. We moved to Middletown in the dead of winter. It was depressing on North Verde Parkway. Parsonage sometimes are, because everybody's house is nobody's house. And nobody takes much personal care of the parsonage. So there wasn't too many trees planted around the parsonage. And Sister Collins thought she needed some trees. We got a real colorful folder in the mail that mailed you all kinds of trees for an unspeakable low price. And she set off for them. And they came in a quite small package, really, for all we ordered. And when we opened them up, they all looked dead. It had a little note in it that said, "We are asleep." Amen. So we planted them anyway. Amen. We went out and dug up red buds in the woods and other trees in the woods. Maple trees in the woods are the ones that's planted there in the parsonage yard right now. Amen. We planted them. And I cut the sprouts off of the bank of the line next door. Amen. Between us and Dutch's Tavern. Vacant lot between us and Dutch's Tavern. But I cut the sprouts and the weeds growing there and planted flowers there. And it was a beautiful array of flowers. You see, originally, Verity Parkway was the canal. And they filled it all in with gravel. And over a period of years, that gravel grew weeds and leaves and stuff blew in it, and it developed a little bit of topsoil. And so I planted flowers in it. And it raised beautiful flowers with enough care and enough water. She planted her trees. Amen. And they came to life and slowly began to grow. Oh, they didn't grow all that much in 5 years. But they woke up. Amen. From their sleep. Amen. All of them didn't die. Sometimes we need a winter to come in our life. As little as we may like it and as less we may want it, we need winter time for the rest. Amen. Nature needs to sleep a little bit. You know, if there wasn't any sleep in nature, if there wasn't any of that slow growth in the oak tree, the hickory tree, or the maple, or the pine for that matter, amen, all the trees would be so much puff and balsam. Amen. They wouldn't be strong at all. But because you got that winter growth, you got that brown strength reinforcing the whole tree in that little brown ring. Amen. And them's the ones you can see real good, so that's how you count the age of the tree. You count the rings in the tree. And that little brown one, Brother Ray, is the winter ring when the tree grows real slow. Amen. And that's what makes your seat as hard as it is. Amen. And tough as it is. That's what makes that oak stand the test of time. Boy, it'll last for years. And any woman knows the value of a set of hard maple. Amen. In a dining room set. Ah, yes. But what makes hard maple strong is that growth inside. What makes the lines in the top of your guitar? It's that slow growth in that fir or maple or whatever. Amen. There's a boy that's got a guitar up at Abundant Life Tabernacle, Brother Taylor. Amen. He's got a round hole F-type guitar cutaway, and it's electrified and everything, but it's got the most beautiful curly maple top on it. Bird's eye maple, excuse me. You know what makes bird's eye maple? A whole lot of little knots in the wood. Amen. And that makes bird's eye. Hey, a lot of the beauty there is in life comes from the winter. And the tears in your song come from the winter. Amen. Oh, I looked at those trees this time of the year, and they're beautiful. Amen. But I'll tell you what those autumn leaves are like. They're like an old, old woman, pale in her features, putting on rouge to doctor her pale features just before she dies. Those trees are deceiving us. They're going for their last dance in the wind just before they shed their leaves and the woods turn brown. Look down at your feet as you walk through the woods today. Amen. The further into the season it gets, the browner they turn. Oh, this field out here is turning green. Amen. But let one sub-zero day, 2 days, blow over that field of green grass. And that green field out here that we mowed all summer will turn brown. Well, one thing about it, you don't have to worry about mowing it when it's brown. You'll have to worry about plowing it when it's brown. In fact, you better not try to plow it. You'll tear up your machinery. Amen. Because when it freezes hard, it's a block of ice about 6 inches down. Amen. And I was plowing up that old apple orchard up there, and that plow would catch in one of those apple stumps, and it would trip. And I'd have to back the tractor up and go out and hammer on the side of the plow until it clicked in again, because the safety feature on those 14 bottom plows that they got with that tractor they bought about 20 1 year ago here at the Highway of Holiness, the safety feature is, and when you run into something hard, it trips the plow instead of breaking it. Amen. And I'd plow into those roots, and I'd have to back up. It had been so long since it had been tripped at the springs. When you backed up, wouldn't immediately spring into place. So I'd get out and hammer on the sides of it till it clicked in. And then I could plow again. I tried plowing again, just backing up, you know, hoping that the plows would click in. Amen. Hey, you can't even plow when the fields turn brown. But what can you do? In faith, you can grease your machinery and get the repair work done. But I'll tell you the way I do it. I wait till it's already almost ready to mow, almost ready to plow. And then I go out and try to start it, and it won't start. I try to start it when it needs a tune-up, and it won't start. I try to mow when it needs a sharpening, and it won't hardly mow. I wait till the last minute to get everything fixed. And some of you been crying for a while. And some of you came to church tonight wearing sackcloth underneath because you're in mourning. Nobody knows it. You're a brave soul and you put on a smile and you worship God when you come to church. And sometimes when you come up to get prayed for, people wonder why he or she comes so often. Amen. You're wearing sackcloth now. But tomorrow you'll take off the sackcloth. Tomorrow your Pentecost will come. Tomorrow the lost sheep will come home. Tomorrow the winter will be over. Amen. And the seasons will change. And your day will come. Just wait and see. Amen. Don't worry when somebody drives up on the church parking lot with a brand new Lincoln or a brand new Mercury or a brand new Cadillac and you're still driving a 10-year-old job. Amen. In 10 years, theirs will be 10 years old. And you will have already traded yours in and they'll be admiring yours. Amen. Hey, the shoe's on the other foot after a while. Amen. That's what Jesus meant when he said, "Blessed are you that weep now, for ye shall laugh." It's easy to cry when the fields turn brown. It's easy to cry when that boy marches off to war and you don't know if you'll ever see him again. And mother cries. Amen. Claude Ely sung about it. Amen. As he said, the big bus pulled away and Dad's hand pulled out of his. And he said, "Son, keep yourself in good company." Amen. Hallelujah. Ah, yes. And Claude Ely could sing about it through many a seasons in the days to come. Amen. About that day when the big bus pulled away. Praise God. It's easy to cry. When Dad marched off to war, I didn't know why Mama cried. Amen. We all got to go to town. We all got to go to meet the train. And all of a sudden, Mom and Daddy broke into tears. My dad was 35 years old with three kids and went to the Navy in World War II. Amen. And, oh, wintertime came at our house. Dub's dad didn't have to go. Everett didn't pass. He didn't have to go to the armed services, and Everett could still go fishing. We was raised on the creeks and the rivers, and Everett had a truck, and they'd go breezing down the road, the dust just to fly, and Dub and Cotton was in the back, and the fishing poles was tied on the rack of the truck, and everybody knew where they were going. They were going to the river. They were going fishing. And my dad was in the Navy. He was gone. He was in the service. And I could have cried as I stood beside the road and watched my neighbors going fishing. I didn't have no daddy to take me a fishing. It was wintertime. Amen. But the time came, praise God, that the war was over. And even before it was over, and before the armistice was signed, amen, Mom had had a long sick spell. And they had tried to get Dad out on account of Mom being so sick. Amen. And one morning, just about daybreak, we heard a knock on that one-room cabin front door. Amen. And sometimes when people knocked, especially at night, we was afraid to open the door. One night there's a man, a drunk, knocked on the door. And he said, "Are you in there, Pee-wee?" That's what they called Dad up at the railroad where they worked. Because he was short and small, they nicknamed him Pee-wee up at the Frisco Railroad Yards. "I see your car out here, Pee-wee. I know you're in there." Amen. And this little squeaky voice, mine, came from on the inside. Amen. And we wouldn't open the door for him. It was winter time at the Collins house. A woman, a war widow, living by herself in a one-room log cabin with three children. But one morning, just about daybreak, somebody knocked on the door. We hurried to the door and opened the door, and there stood Dad with his navy duds on and his duffel back on his back. And my mama yelled, "There's my baby," and ran to the door. And the winter time was over for a little while. Oh, but I've seen many a more season change. Praise God. Oh, Jesus said, "Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall weep." Watch out about that. Watch out about laughing at other people's face when you're fortunate and they're unfortunate. Because your time will come to cry. Amen. Your time will come to cry. The wheat field, the winter wheat field is greening now. And they may laugh at the cornfield and say, "You're all brown and you're all dried up. And look, I'm all green." But in a few months, the cornfield will laugh back at the wheat field and say, "See there, you're cut down and I'm standing tall." What do you do when the fields are brown and when it's easy to cry? Amen. When daddy's gone, son is gone, children are gone, husband's gone, wife is gone. What do you do when your fields turn brown? There's another season coming. It's called springtime. And you know, that's when the flowers start blooming. And did you know that's where a lot of the honey is made? In the springtime, the honeybees work those flowers. You know where they get all that sweetness? They get it from the center of those flowers. They suck the sweet nectar from those flowers. A little dab at a time. So small, we wouldn't notice it. But they create one of the sweetest. A brother down in Richlands, Virginia, opened up his trunk and said, "Brother, come here, Brother Collins, I got something to give you." And I said, "What is it?" And he said, "I got a quart of dark honey for all the preachers." And so he raised up his trunk and took out a quart of dark honey. I said, "I like dark honey better than the other." And I do. Because you get a quart of dark honey, you get a lot of other good stuff in it. Amen. But you get a quart of clear honey. Brother Burkett brought me some from Poland or Russia or somewhere, and it was as clear as water. Amen. It was honey. But it didn't look like honey. It was pure stuff, though. Good stuff. Delicatessen type stuff. I mean, honey that's as clear as water. I never had seen any that clear. Amen. I like that dark kind because it looks better when you pour it on that hot biscuit and butter. Amen. That clear kind, you can't even see it too good. That Dark kind looks better when you pour it on your pancake. Amen. Hey, you know where the honey comes from? It comes from the end of winter and the blooming of the flowers in springtime. Praise God. Oh, and there's a special time of the year in the mountains where those honeybees work those locust blossoms. And those locust trees fill the air with such a pungent fragrance. And the honeybees is working those trees from top to bottom and making that delicious locust honey. Down in Florida, they work those orange trees in full bloom, amen. And they have that orange-flavored honey, amen. It comes from the trees of springtime. Hallelujah. Your time will come. Oh, it may be winter time. Amen. Down here in Ohio, and it's getting pretty bad up in Montana, Jim. Amen. Hallelujah. Prepare a place for us when you get out there. We'll come out and slide around with you a little bit. Amen. And it's already a lady run the dollar store between there in Missouri and Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And she said, "We like it here." I said, "Where'd you come from here?" I said, "I was raised here. I just don't get to come back very often." She said, "We came from Montana." Here's the reason she said they liked it. It's good. She said, "The winters are not so long." Amen. As it was in Montana. I thought I'd drop that in, Peggy. Amen. When you get out there, you'll know kindly what to expect. Amen. One reason they raise lots of potatoes in the Dakotas is because the growing season is shorter. And you can raise potatoes even in a short growing season. I dig those big red ones the 4th and 5th of July. Those early ones. I've dug them many times right up here on the hill. By the way, the garden's turned brown up there, and about everything's in it brown. But Brother Sexton, I've still got a bunch of 3-pound turnips. Amen. Just come by, first come, first served. We'll not eat them all. Help thyself. Amen. And the tops is green. And to a southerner, the tops is just as good as the bottoms. Jack Hiles said he thought when he moved from Texas to Hammond, Indiana, outskirts of Chicago, and he saw them throwing away the tops of the turnip green, he said, "I thought the great tribulation had started." Amen. The tops is just as good as the bottoms. Oh, there's a few things every once in a while to encourage you through the winter. Amen. Once in a while, walking through some guy's field. Amen. I'll come upon a scaly bark hickernut tree with hickernuts, my all-time favorite, laying all over the ground. Amen. I've come back many a time to the deer camp with all my pockets filled. That's all I could carry, what I could get in my pockets, with scaly bark hickernuts. There's a few things to encourage you. Amen. Hey, it may be winter time in Ohio, but it's springtime in Brazil. It may be winter time in Ohio, but it's springtime out back in Australia. Amen. The bees are a-buzzing and the flowers are starting to bloom, and the long winter is just about over. Praise God. And so as the big globe makes its journey back to the north for us, and the sun beams its beams onto the southern hemisphere. Amen. Springtime and summer comes down there, and your world will end, and your springtime will come if you'll not run off. The Bible said in one of the epistles of Paul, "And be not moved away." If you won't move away, amen. Yeah. You can move to Mexico and have several different kinds of stages of oranges growing on the same tree. You can have ripe oranges, and middle-sized oranges and blooms on the same tree. But you can't have no apples in Mexico because the trees won't go dormant. The apple tree needs that rest before you can have apples. Amen. Hey, but you can have apples in Ohio. You can have apples in Washington. And Paul Harvey said a while back that a child eating one Washington apple gets as much nourishment out of that as the average child does out of his lunch at lunchtime. Amen. But there ain't no apples in Mexico. You can have apples in Michigan and cherries in Michigan. Amen. But you can't have a lot of those things in Mexico because the trees don't go dormant and they don't bloom. Amen. Some things just need a rest. They found out that one kind of tree, amen, won't even sprout and grow without a forest fire. The forest fire comes through and it produces the right kind of effect upon that cone, that particular type of cedar in the northwest. Amen. That we build sometimes our decks and houses out of. Amen. It needs a forest fire before it'll even sprout. And so God sends a lightning in a storm, and He lights a fire, and the fire softens a hull, amen, of the pine cone, or the seed in that cone from that tree, and it grows. He may be going through the fire tonight, but some things need the fire. I told you about them scorching the fields down there and burning that straw. Amen. I finally found it in the Bible. It'll be consumed like a straw. Praise God. That's what they was burning, them rice fields. They was burning the straw. Amen. Fields have turned brown now. Harvest time is past. Amen. And I flew to Mobile, Alabama several years ago from Ohio. And I had me a seat by the window. All us country boys likes a seat by the window. And I had me a seat by the window. And I was looking out the window. Amen. I was looking as we flew south for the signs of spring. Amen. But the fields were brown in Kentucky. The fields were brown in Tennessee. The fields were brown in northern Alabama. In fact, most all the way south, the fields were still brown. We got almost ready to land before I saw any of the greening in southern Alabama. The flowers weren't blooming early that year, and the winter had tarried longer. And I was a little bit disappointed. But I got a message from it. I got up and preached when they asked me to preach what to do when the fields have turned brown. I came back and preached it at the Highway of Holiness, and somewhere back in the annals of the storage department of the tapes in the Highway of Holiness, there's one that says what to do when the fields have turned brown. Amen. I told some of you ladies, you'll turn around someday and your husband will be sitting beside you in church. And Gloria will live long enough to see that happen. Amen. Yeah, Sister Whit lived long enough to see that happen. Praise God. I baptized them both. Help baptize them both. Hallelujah. And one of these days, Bessie, praise God, you'll turn around and there you'll be sitting with you in the house of God. One of these days, praise God, Sister Buell, amen, and Sister Wall, amen, you got hope of some of these days. You'll look around and a dream will have come true right before your very eyes and they'll be sitting with you in church, joining with you in prayer. Hallelujah. Sometimes it takes longer for some trees, amen, to bring forth fruit. But if I'd have planted olive trees and lived where they'll grow 22 years ago, I'd already been harvesting olives 2 years. Because it takes 20 years for an olive tree. Amen. And it takes 4 years for apple tree or a peach tree to do much. Amen. It takes a while. It just depends on what kind of tree you're planting. I wonder what you've sowed tonight. Amen. I don't care if you sow the winter wheat crop. That's good. We need a lot of that. Amen. To encourage us. But if you're nice and green, growing a good winter wheat crop, and it's all greened out enough that the deer want to pick in it a little bit, amen, don't laugh at the brown cornfield. Because next year it'll be a darker green, even than the wheat. And your day will have come. Father, bless our broken remarks. Challenge our broken hearts. Lord, help us, Lord, while we weep, to know that tomorrow we shall laugh. And help us who sometimes laugh shallow and mockingly to know that in the morning we may be crying. Help us, Lord, to weep with those that weep and to rejoice with those that genuinely rejoice. Amen. And to be ready for every season that you've created. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship Him just a little bit. He's the God of all time. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Let me read you a little further down there. He's made everything beautiful in His time. Verse 11. He also has set the world in their heart. There's a note in this Bible, the world. A T that means there's a translation. And so in several Bibles, in the footnotes, it interprets that word world as eternity like it does in this Bible. I think it's right. But you know, it's even more right for this message tonight. Because God's a God of all time and a God of all eternity. And all eternity belongs to You. Hallelujah. With all the beautiful changes, amen, all the times of rest and all the grand awakenings, all the revivals and all the renewals and all the times of refreshing that come from the presence of the Lord, they're Yours. In all the times of consecration and weeping and waiting and fasting, as we oil the machinery and get ready for God to move. When the season comes. Ah, yes. You'll have another revival. You'll have another move of God. If you don't move away, just wait on Him. Stand with us. As we sing, we invite you to an altar of prayer. Hallelujah. Don't you feel it tonight? Don't you feel it tonight? I do. Hallelujah. I felt it all this weekend. It's just for you. Hey, you felt it in Brother Leon Farley's great preaching last night. Boy, did you ever. Amen. How God
These
came down.
These things shall pass.
Are you?
And some great
morning.
Oh, yes.
Come on. Seek God. There's room at the altar for you. Pray.
Smile at heart.
Follow God.
We have
There's
known.
A better day at dawning. For those that
so don't
There's a brighter morning for those that wait upon Him.
When shadows
you may be wearing sackcloth tonight, but tomorrow
the
morning comes.
Still. the King upon his throne.
Come on.
Come on. Arose,
call on the Lord.
At midnight.
Out of your need. Out of your sorrow. Out of your brokenness. Hallelujah. Out of your loneliness. Out of your dread. Out of your fear. Out of your trembling. Call on God. He can change all that.
Shall pass,
yes.
And life be sweeter.
You wake up one day, Carla and Daniel be set by in church again, worshiping God.
They cannot load.
Wait on God. God can do it.